Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Katie Glenn, Government Affairs Counsel at Americans United for Life. So just last week, this brief was filed and sent to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
So it's a push for pro-life measures. Is this expected to overturn the landmark Roe versus Wade decision that made abortion legal in the U.S.?
Nobody really expects that the case, June Medical Services versus Gee, that the brief was filed to kind of insert an opinion about, will be that case that overturns Roe. But as we were talking to members of Congress about what they wanted to say on this case, overwhelmingly what we kept hearing was, we want to talk about Louisiana, we want to talk about their law, and we want to remind the court that they have the ability to overturn Roe. And that's something that we haven't really seen in a while coming from members of Congress. So for us, the legal team at Americans United for Life, we were glad to hear that and we're happy to help write that brief.
So who initiated this? I know that Steve Scalise was a part of it.
Well, as soon as the Supreme Court announced that they were going to be hearing arguments in this case, there were a lot of members of Congress who really wanted to weigh in. So Whip Scalise's office reached out to us about writing that brief, and we've worked with them, with Congressman Mike Johnson, who was actually on the original trial team in this case before he was in Congress. And then Senator Kennedy, also from Louisiana, and Senator Blackburn from Tennessee. And the four of them have really led the way on this.
Okay. Now, the brief sent to the Supreme Court mentions June Medical Services. How does that tie in with this request for action?
So June Medical Services is a chain of abortion businesses across the country. They've got some locations in the state of Louisiana. And so they're the ones challenging this Louisiana law that requires that, just like any other ambulatory surgical center, that abortionists need to have those admitting privileges and the ability to emergency transfer a patient to a hospital nearby if there's any kind of complication or emergency arises. So they were challenging that law, saying that they should not have to do that, even though all other doctors in the state have to do that.
So we know that the high court will hear arguments in March. The Louisiana statute is almost identical to a Texas law that was struck down in 2016 by the high court. Do you think that the addition of Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh will mean a pro-life outcome for this Louisiana case?
I think a lot of people are excited to see what the Supreme Court is going to do with these justices now on the court. But as the Fifth Circuit argued, even under, quote, pro-life or not pro-life judges, that's really irrelevant to the facts of this case. And they found that the Louisiana law, even under like the worst bad case law that we think was decided wrong, Louisiana still wins. Their law should still be upheld. And it is different from the Texas law. One of the big differences is that they didn't find that this law would actually force any abortion businesses to close, which is one of the arguments the other side's making. It would shut down all these businesses. It would not. What it would do is make sure that if a woman is at an abortion business and there's any type of medical complication, that she gets continuity of care, that she gets the medical emergency care that she needs, and that Louisiana doctors are eligible to get that type of credentialing because they have a history in that state, unfortunately, like many places, of dirty and dangerous abortion practices.
And we don't need to see another repeat of Kermit Gosnell.
Absolutely not. That's one of the reasons that the state of Louisiana chose to pass this law and the governor signed it, was because they were worried about these bad doctors who lose their license in other states coming down to Louisiana and performing abortions and endangering women. So this law is meant to protect patients from that, which is why we find it kind of ridiculous that these abortion businesses are suing to try to invalidate a health and safety regulation that's protecting patients from them.
Right. They say they care about women's health, and yet we're not really caring to give them good facilities and care that way.
Exactly.
Wow. Katie, how can we as listeners be proactive in our quest to see life honored and valued in the U.S.?
Well, one of my other jobs when I'm not working on these briefs is that I travel around the country and I testify in support of pro-life legislation in the states, and I testify against bad legislation. But you don't have to be a lawyer to do that. Any of your listeners can get involved. They can call their local representative. They can call their member of Congress, too, and let them know what they think about these laws. They can write letters to the editor. And, of course, we would love to see lots and lots of people testify, because legislators really do pay attention when it's their neighbors, their friends, who are speaking up about this.
And where can people learn more about this case?
The case is called June Medical Services versus Gee. Arguments will be heard in the Supreme Court the first week in March of 2020. And you can learn a lot more about the case and follow its progress at AUL.org or on our social media, which is at AUL.
That's Katie Glenn with Americans United for Life. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.